Next morning, the Lord Chamberlain came to see the shepherd's bones and was amazed to find him alive and well. He led him to the king, who fell into a furious passion and said, "Well, you have learned what it is to be very near death, and now you will say, 'To my good health?'" But the shepherd answered, "I'm not afraid of 10 deaths. I will only say it if I may have the princess for my wife." "Then go to your death," cried the king, and ordered him to be thrown into the den with the wild boars. The wild boars had not been fed for a week, and when the shepherd was thrust into their den, they rushed at him to tear him to pieces. But the shepherd took a little flute out of the sleeve of his jacket and began to play a merry tune, on which the wild boars first of all shrank shyly away and then got up on their hind legs and danced gaily. The shepherd would have given anything to be able to laugh, they looked so funny, but he dared not stop playing, for he knew well enough that the moment he stopped, they would fall upon him and tear him to pieces. His eyes were of no use to him here, for he could not have stared 10 wild boars in the face at once, so he kept on playing, and the wild boars danced very slowly, as if in a minuet. Then by degrees he played faster and faster, till they could hardly twist and turn quickly enough, and ended by all falling over each other in a heap, quite exhausted and out of breath. Then the shepherd ventured to laugh at last, and he laughed so long and so loud that when the Lord Chamberlain came early in the morning, expecting to find only his bones, the tears were still running down his cheeks from laughter. As soon as the king was dressed, the shepherd was again brought before him, but he was more angry than ever to think the wild boars had not torn the man to bits, and he said, "Well, you have learned what it feels to be near 10 deaths. Now say, 'To my good health.'" But the shepherd broke in with, "I do not fear 100 deaths, and I will only say it if I may have the princess for my wife." "Then go to 100 deaths," roared the king, and ordered the shepherd to be thrown down the deep vault of Scythes. The guards dragged him away to a dark dungeon, in the middle of which was a deep well with sharp scythes all round it. At the bottom of the well was a little light by which one could see if anyone was...